Hi, I'm Hope Jones, Director of Pre-K to 8. Welcome to the Darlington Podcast. Today, I'll be talking with 6th grader Finley LaLiberty, 7th grader Walker Kynes, and 8th grader Sterling Pollard about their recent class trips, how they connect to Darlington curriculum and enhance the learning experience, and more. Thank you all for joining us.
Welcome to the Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia. Join us as we take a look inside and outside our classrooms and connect with students, teachers, alumni, and more.
I'd like to start today with our 6th grade trip. And my guest here today with me is Finley LaLiberty, who had an opportunity to actually travel with me to Florida. So one of the things that we did, Finley, as you know, we took off and headed to Florida and stopped in St. Augustine. Can you tell me about something that you really enjoyed from our experience in St. Augustine?
I really enjoyed the ghost tour because when you get to learn all this history and all the facts about how the ghost tour works and stuff that people believed in once back then, it's just fun to listen to the stories.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one of my highlights of that trip as well, because St. Augustine is such an interesting historic town, as we know. It's actually the oldest established town in the United States. And so we had an opportunity to listen to some really interesting stories and walk along the water's edge as we talked about those things. So I enjoyed that very much as well. One of the interesting things that I remember from that trip is we had an opportunity to visit the Spanish hospital and sort of engage with what it would have been like to have maybe received medical treatment during the time we were there. And you specifically were a patient when we were at the Spanish hospital. Tell us a little bit about that experience as you learned what it was like to actually, during the 1700s, to actually maybe have a headache relieved by drilling a hole in the side of your head. So tell me about that.
Well, it was really interesting to learn about it, but when you, like, are the patient, when you think about how little they had to solve a headache, it's really fun to learn about that.
Yeah, are you glad that we don't drill holes in the side of your head now and we just give you maybe a Tylenol?
I'm very glad.
I bet. So I'll actually come back to you in a minute. So I would like to ask you, Walker. I know that you were on the 7th grade trip, and the very first day that y'all headed out to North Carolina, you actually stopped at Pamplin Park. And you had an opportunity that night to actually go into the museum at Pamplin Park, sort of after hours, after the museum was closed to the public. And you had an opportunity to learn a little bit about some of the colonial dances of that time. What was it like that night getting to experience dancing with your classmates and seeing what it would have been like to have been maybe a child or even an adult during the colonial times?
Well, it was kind of cool to walk around like the battlefield of the Civil War, and dancing with someone in your class is pretty awkward.
It is pretty awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
So did y'all line up down the hallway and then have an opportunity to see what that would be like to dance in that format?
Yeah, we did.
So do you want to do a 7th grade dance where we do colonial dancing?
Absolutely not.
Okay, I'll come back to you because I know you had a chance to do Williamsburg and had an opportunity to go to the Outer Banks in North Carolina. So I'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about that. Sterling, so you got to voyage down actually south on that very first day in Georgia and had a chance to visit the Little White House. So tell me a little bit about that.
It was really interesting, especially learning about FDR and his disability, and then how he had to, how he like founded this place, and he went down there every summer for because the Little White House is like a place where there were warm springs, and he would go down there and play with the kids that all had the disability polio.
Yeah. And so did you have an opportunity to actually see the springs and see what that sort of what we would think looks like a swimming pool now? Can you imagine that opportunity where it's just feeding the spring water right into that pool?
It was really cool. It's like just like a kind of like a free form pool. And just like the springs had just like kept the water coming in.
Well, after y'all had an opportunity to visit kind of Warm Springs, you also had an opportunity to venture over sort of in sort of the direction of Macon and go to Andersonville Prison. When you were touring Andersonville Prison, and you were actually sort of driving on, there's a little road that goes sort of around the actual perimeter of Andersonville Prison. What was it like to try to imagine in that confined space that many prisoners of war being housed in that area?
It was rough to imagine. I mean, it's like, just like they were giving us all this information about how it used to be. I was like, man, it's like, it was awful in there. It was like, not fun to be in this war camp. And it was obviously like put together now, but it looked like it had been an awful place to be.
Yeah. And, you know, I know y'all had the opportunity to visit in February, but if you were to visit it, the first time I visited Andersonville Prison was in August, and it was hot.
Yeah.
There were mosquitoes. It was very humid. And so trying to imagine what it would have been like on being a soldier that would have been housed in that encampment. And what those living conditions would have been like at the time. So, you know, Sterling, along those lines, what is it like, you know, when you might study something in a book, maybe even in a history book, to what it's like when you actually go to visit it and see it? What is that connection that you find that's valuable?
Well, a lot of the stories that our teachers are telling us are very true. And like when you go there to experience it, it's like a lot more real and like comes to life. Like what you've been learning is like has been like showed out here, like for real. So it's really interesting.
Yeah. I like to refer to that as teaching beyond the textbooks, right? Yes. Where you make those physical connections. So Finley, let's talk a little bit about, so we had an opportunity when we left, when we departed St. Augustine, we headed over to Kennedy Space Center. And one of the very first things that we did the very first day that we got to Kennedy Space Center is we had an opportunity to go to the Atlantis exhibit and see the space shuttle. So, you know, I know the space shuttle program came to an end, as we know, in 2011. But what was it like to be in that building in that moment in time in which you realize that the Atlantis space shuttle, the real Atlantis space shuttle, not just a model, right, but the real Atlantis space shuttle is right there in front of you? What is that like?
Well, I'm only 11. I was born in 2012. So I wasn't really there for anything to that point. So it was really fun to like live that experience and know what like maybe my dad and my mom went through thinking about like this Atlantis is going up into space and researching about all of these things.
Yeah, it was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Yes.
I think we hear a lot about those things, and maybe we go to museums where we might see models. And there were some models that were in the Kennedy Space Center. But having the opportunity to really see an authentic spacecraft, you know, in a lot of ways. And actually to hear the story of how, it is a glider when you think about it, right? And sort of seeing where that story originated sort of allowed us to connect there. And I don't know if you had an opportunity to see the astronaut that was there who had actually piloted the Atlantis. Now, obviously he's retired now, but he was there at that exhibit that day, and some students had an opportunity to see him.
I did get to meet him, and I thought that it was really cool that I was actually meeting someone and shaking hands with someone that was in space. But I think the main thing was that the courage to go up into space, I just think it's incredible.
It is incredible. You know, and at the end of that day, you might recall when we were first checking into our hotel in Titusville, I think some students were in the lobby and some students were actually stepping off of the bus. And some students had an opportunity to actually see a launch that happened right there in that moment, which was kind of amazing, you know, when you think about it, that we were just standing in a parking lot and saw sort of the tail end of a launch during that window of time that we were there. So that was an amazing experience for some students as well. Walker, so you had an opportunity to sort of, the next day, you had a chance to do Jamestown, you had a chance to do Williamsburg. Out of those two sort of places that you, historical places of really historical significance that you had a place to sort of visit, what were some of the highlights of either one of those locations for you?
Of Jamestown, I really liked when we got to go into the museum and like see all these historical artifacts and handmade drawings of Pocahontas and other people. And of Williamsburg, my favorite part might have been when me and one of my friends, we went around to all the old shops like the tinsmith and the tailor and learned how they did it back then.
That's pretty cool, isn't it? Where you kind of learn the trades that existed during that time, right? And what it would have been like to actually maybe either apprentice in some of those trades, right? Okay, so I know all three trips, did all three trips go bowling?
Yes.
All right, how well did you do?
I won.
Oh, yeah. Nicely done, Finley. How'd you do, Walker?
Don't ask.
And Sterling?
Yeah, it was great. It was so much fun.
So let me ask you, so on a trip in which we are going to historical places, we're actually going to places that connect with science, why do you think we put something in that trip, something like bowling? What would be the benefit of that? What did you sort of, you know, you could go bowling obviously right down the street here in Rome, but why do you think we put something like a bowling trip? And in our case, we had an arcade. I'm not sure about your bowling alleys, but why do you think we put it in there? What's the benefit of that evening?
Maybe connecting and getting to socialize with your friends while also being on a trip is kind of hard to, like, socialize with everyone because you're trying to pay attention or maybe you're learning stuff all the time. So having little breaks is really important.
Yeah, socializing piece, getting to socialize with a much larger group. Absolutely. What do you think, Sterling?
I feel like it was like a very good, fun brain break from all the learning. And like Finley said, it was like a connection for your friends and stuff. And
Yeah. It was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Walker?
It was like a good difference from like the normal pace of school where you're just learning and then sometimes you have chances to meet and talk with your friends. And the only other times you can do that are 2 days when you don't have school. It was a good change where you could just constantly like be with them and being able to learn together and being able to socialize together.
Absolutely. Now, Sterling, you have Mr. Everhart on your trip. Did he bowl that night?
I think he did, yeah.
He's a fantastic bowler. He's in what you call the 300 club. So don't ever make a deal with Mr. Everhart because he will tell you if you can beat him in bowling, you don't have homework the rest of the year. But it's really hard to beat Mr. Everhart in bowling. Yeah. As you sort of think about it, Walker, what would you say was the absolute highlight of your trip? Like, what was your favorite place that you went? It could be an activity that you did or a museum that you went to. What was your favorite part of the trip?
It was probably Jockey's Ridge when we went to all the giant sand dunes.
Isn't it hard to believe we have sand dunes that look like that in the United States?
Yeah, over 70 feet tall.
Yeah.
Getting to roll down them or tumble and getting to play football.
Absolutely. And do you know that they've shot many movies at Jockey's Ridge and they pretend that it's the Sahara Desert in the movies because you can't see any other civilization when you're in Jockey's Ridge, right, other than the sand dunes. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. What would you say, Sterling, was your absolute favorite part of the week?
Well, I really liked going to Cumberland Island to, because we went on a ferry or like a boat, and we went over there, and it was just like completely isolated, and there were wild horses, and that was really awesome to see. We went to the beach, and that was really fun. The water was very cold, but we went in, and it was very fun, and they also had some sand dunes with the beach, and that was pretty awesome.
That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been to Cumberland Island just one time, actually, on the 8th grade trip a few years back. Mm-hmm. And when we were walking through that sort of maritime forest, mm-hmm. the wild horses were actually in the forest as well. So yeah. That was really cool. Uh-huh. I agree. That's a great place. Finley, what was the highlight of your week?
I really loved seeing the Atlantis, again, because it's just really fun to think about the experience. But the bus ride was also a really fun experience, I would say, because you would get to hang out with your friends. And like, when you're on the bus ride, you have to try to like spread out your time with many friends, because when you're on the bus ride, it's a lot different than being in school, because you get to talk a lot.
The bus ride is a really, really cool piece to all the trips, right? Even mm-hmm. when you're on the bus for a long time, and I know we were on the bus for a really long time going down and coming back, and I know Walker, the 7th grade trip, is really on the bus for a long time, as you probably go the furthest distance on the 7th grade trip. But the bus is an important piece to the trip, isn't it? It's the social mm-hmm. piece, the engagement piece. In some cases, you know, you saw sides of your teachers you didn't even know they had, whether it be Coach Collier singing country music for us, or, you know, whatever it might be. But that bus experience is absolutely a part of the experience. So if you had to speak to the next grade coming up, so in Finley, in your case, it's like you would be talking to the 5th graders that are going to be 6th graders next year. Walker, it would be something you'd be sharing with Finley, who's going to be a 7th grader next year, or Sterling, something you'd be sharing with Walker, because he's going to be an 8th grader next year. What would be something that you would tell them that they are either words of wisdom or something that they are really going to look forward to in that process? So Sterling, I will talk to you, I'll ask you that question.
It would like to look forward to really the learning experience. That was really awesome. Just like, I know some people are like, they don't really want to learn about it, but it's really cool, all the experiences that we get to go through. Then also, like, the social aspect of it was, like, amazing. And just being with your friends out longer is great. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. So, Walker, you got a lot to look forward to in the 8th grade trip, don't you? So, Walker, what would you say to Finley? What does she have to look forward to, or what are your words of wisdom as she... as she goes on the 7th grade trip next year?
You should probably look forward to Williamsburg, because you get a lot of free time there for 2 days. They have historical sites and shops, and it's a really fun experience. Pack like 5 jackets. It's very cold.
Finley, what would be maybe your words of wisdom to our current 5th graders that are going to be 6th graders next year, or some recommendation you would make?
Definitely, when you're writing your list of who you want in your hotel room, you're not always going to get the people that you wanted, and that isn't necessarily a bad thing, because you get to connect with new people. And also, when you're going to the beach, make sure you bring a couple extra jackets, because it is really cold there as well.
Those are good pieces of advice. Good pieces of advice. So would you give the trips a thumbs up?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah,
definitely. Mm-hmm. Something we need to keep in our curriculum?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today. We're glad that you tuned in to this episode of the Darlington Podcast. Tune in each week wherever you like to listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe. You can check out today's show notes at darlingtonschool.org/podcast. If you have any questions about today's program or ideas for a future episode, send an email to communications@darlingtonschool.org.
The Darlington Podcast, a production of Darlington School in Rome, Georgia, is a collaboration between the communication and advancement teams, and the intro music is alumni produced. See show notes and hear more episodes at www.darlingtonschool.org/podcast.